Okay. It's not, it doesn't seem to be possible. Okay, so first just kind of checking how much space you have, if you have space. Kind of letting the animal body get like the feeling, okay, this is my space. And we'll start with some warming up, which you can do in your own way. And I'll also give some suggestions for the warming up part. But feel more free that, to do what you feel like doing, what your body wants to do. Wake up. And also, or instead, you could start with a long out-breath. Letting the body kind of curve forward with the out breath. And when you feel like you've breathed out everything, see if you can breathe out a bit more. And a little bit more. Pulling the belly in towards the back. And then just breathing in. Letting the body arch back. And again, out. Long, gentle, but really finding a bit more out breath. A bit more. Everything out. And the in-breath is like that morning freshness, as if it could go in straight to the lower belly, to the whole body, and not just into the lungs. And a few more times if you like. Sometimes almost a walking kind of movement can help find a bit more out-breath, scooping out. Is it still fine without the microphone? Yeah. Great. So again, warming up in your own way, or. A long, smooth, almost endless out-breath. Breathing in the morning to all the cells. And maybe one or two more times if you like. Long out-breath. Body can kind of express that experience curving forward. Letting all the ideas go out with the out-breath. And breathing in. So again, checking if you have enough space. So this is a time that you're more than ever really in your own care, and I'm not going to be watching you to see to make sure that you're caring about your body. I'm going to be with my eyes closed practicing, and I'll be feeling you but not watching you, and I'm asking you not to watch each other also, and if possible not to watch yourself from that split, how am I doing, is this too much, is this too little, not good enough, all of that, dropping it, dropping it, dropping it. Okay? So we could continue warming up a little bit, or you could already feel like you want to just move more freely or warm up in your own way. So, but maybe starting with the ankles, if you feel like changing position, I'm standing up so you can hear me better. If your body wants to be curled up in a ball or kneeling, sitting, whatever, find out. But we could drop into the ankles. And being ankle, asking the foot some help with the movements of the feet, the ankle kind of getting alive. So the ankle is the center of its own solar system for a moment. And you're in it. And then another center of another solar system in the knees. The first time I went to India, I'd already been practicing yoga. At that time, yoga was not a thing. And I was excited to learn yoga in India. And the first class, we just did joint rotations, and I was like, oh, let's do the real fancy stuff. And now I've come back to doing joints every day. The hips. Feeling for the hip joints. Feeling for some space and movement in the hip joints, not only the back. And then the rib cage, finding whatever movements are possible and good, whether it's sliding to each side or finding some kind of way that the rib cage could circle. Feeling how the rib cage includes the underarms. And moves the heart and lungs and diaphragm. And wrists, if you like. Feeling the difference when you're more in your wrists and moving, and when you're more outside of your wrists, telling your wrists to move. And elbows. Shoulders. And so gently coming into the neck and throat. And so kindly asking the head to help to stretch and compress the neck and throat by bending to the side, forward, back, so gently. And feeling that whole weight of the head as it moves, feeling it go through the whole body to the ground. Am I still loud enough?
Yes.
Thank you. So the two things to take care of, one is that you're letting your body be safe. So sometimes you could get into a flow of movement and go beyond what the body wants to or can do. So staying close to your actual body, not your thought. And the second is just your space. So we're not, it's not a, what's the word? It's not contact improv, except maybe inner contact improv, let's say. And other than that, there's not a right or wrong. And that's kind of the hardest practice. So we'll start with the lungs. Sometimes it can really help to actually have the help of the hands by touching. You don't have to, but if you want to, for example, starting with the hands on the shoulders and feeling that warmth and company all the way through the shoulder girdle down through the rib cage to the lungs. And this way of, say, working or playing in the body comes from my teacher, Bonnie Bainbridge Cohen. Just inhabiting a different place in the body and moving. And so we're entering the unknown in a couple of ways. Here we're finding the actual feeling of the upper lungs, if possible. If it's harder for you to feel your body, then maybe some large breath. If you're feeling kind of uncomfortable, grumpy, irritated, afraid, whatever, something difficult, then maybe the more delicious breath. And allowing a shift to happen that you're inside the lungs rather than looking at them from outside or talking to them from outside. And so we're letting go of what we know about the lungs. Maybe the hands and the underarms can help find the middle lungs. Cells that already have an intelligence and can feel themselves without words. And so in each moment, we don't know the lungs, we're letting go of what we, the name and the image that we picked up somewhere. And we're allowing that cellular knowing, which is only now. And we're allowing all of that life to be present. And finding that the I, the me, doesn't have a job, except maybe to kind of come along for the ride, which is not really a job. And then maybe the lower lungs, the hands can find somewhere along the base of the rib cage, if you like. Maybe feeling the hands from the side of the hands touching the clothing and then through there the skin and through there through and through to the lower lungs. And then shifting into the lower lungs and feeling there are the hands way out there. And then maybe just getting a sense of the whole body of the lungs already existing. We don't have to create an image. We don't need to refer to our memory. Letting that all kind of fall outside the room. So that's the first unknowing, letting go of the information about the lungs and the direct cellular knowing of that living cellular being. And that might be something you continually shifting. You find yourself back outside looking in, and you shift back in to the moment where there's not room for thinking about them. And then the movement, as much as possible, finding an edge of unknown where you don't know what comes next, which direction, how fast, which part of the body. So first of all, if it's easy for you to get into a flow of movement, then go for it. Enjoy. And just noticing when it might come to mind a sense of watching myself. And, oh, that was good, I hope somebody noticed, or, oh my God, I hope no one, or even assuming that someone. So noticing how your mind works around shame and showing off and how that feels in the body, and then back to the unknown. And just a lot of forgiveness that the mind might keep going there to shame or showing off or checking off. Some ways of trying to find some safety, control. Trying to find some okayness through an inner projection of approval or disapproval of others and letting it go. Or noticing at least that that's just happening in my own mind. And it feels yucky. And it feels also somehow comfortable. And then the freshness of what is. Bare of that. And learning the inner rules that we've adopted of what's right and wrong, and then letting it go. And if it's hard for you to get into a flow of movement, that's very common. And you can play with many different ways of moving anyway. Starting with not giving up. Noticing what stops you, what kind of assumptions that you can't or you won't. And then feeling the lungs as best you can. A little bit is fine. And one way would be to just choose any simple movement, like an arm goes across from left to right and right to left. And you really enjoy the sensual movement, the air on your skin. So you're kind of rooted in the lungs, but you can feel that arm also. Or if you feel like another kind of playful, being in the lungs and feeling what kind of animal it most feels like, or what kind of weather or person that you know, and moving like that. maybe just feeling as if you're inside your own little tent. No one is watching. And it's Saturday morning. And you feel what position you'd most like to be in. And you get in that position. And then you feel what position you'd most like to be in. And you kind of hop from position to position, shift and shift. Great. If you're into that kind of thing, you can feel the kind of atmosphere inside as you are inside your lungs and moving. And you could also feel the atmosphere in the room as we all connect to lungs. And the mysteriousness of all having lungs. None of us having made them through the eye. Letting go of that structure of this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. Just feeling that mechanism of the mind. And then here are the lungs and movement. Sometimes if you feel a bit stuck, moving faster can help. Sometimes with really good meditators who practice a lot in stillness, the stillness starts to become a form of control and suppression. And being in movement, it's much harder to keep up with all of that sensation with a controlling attention. And so we find that already awareness that's wide and fluid enough to be in it all. Are there any questions?
would it be if we come into the heart, physical heart? Finding your way, if possible, of enjoying the morning. A simple movement that meets the morning. Mm-hmm. And with the physical heart, feeling, okay, there's the front and where's the back of it? As heart, where's your back? Sides, bottom, top, and inside. So kind of directing attention to that area and then dropping into receptivity of what is already going on there. Great. If it's somehow hard to be in the heart, is there somewhere within the area of the heart that's easy to be, easier possible? Like in the lower part of it, or one side? And if it's too hard to be there, we don't need to know or think about why so much. But you could, if it's hard to be in your heart, coming over towards the center and a little bit up, just that area of the upper chest where the thymus gland lives, could be one place to be, or back to the lungs, or follow your own intuition. And if it's fine, it's not that it should be or is supposed to be hard, but it might be sometimes. In any place in the body, for some people, hard to be. Another fun way, simple way, if you feel stuck, is just to turn around or turn over. And if you're feeling quite tired and you're already lying down, it could just be turning over an arm or turning the head from one side to another. Slowly, quickly, whatever. Or to change speed or level. Or to find a playful openness somewhere, even a little bit. some patience to find your willingness rather than the willpower. Willingness to be here. Willingness to move, or you could say be moved. And sometimes even willingness to be moved in ways that the personality wouldn't like. And how would it be to come into the skin and feel that the skin, which is also an organ, anywhere or everywhere? Having skin as if it's a new discovery. If you're trying on something and you're not sure how it works or what it is, if skin is too hard or too open, maybe coming into the bones instead. If you're not sure where in this all of that skin to be, one place that comes to mind is on the cheeks. So that part of the face between the nose and the ears. Or if that's too close to the head and stimulates thinking, somewhere lower in the body might be good. Or just everywhere, or moving around the skin, between the fingers, the tops of the thighs, the back of the knees, the heels, the lips. Shoulders. noticing what stimulates thinking and what the thinking is about, and then what else is here. The air on the skin, the clothing on the skin on the skin, the ground on the skin. Good enough. Thinking is allowed, but not all there is. Thinking is allowed and everything else is too. And if there's thinking that's that eats you up this morning, then maybe feeling the skin of the feet could be one way to go. Like thinking, emotion, and mood is allowed, but not all there is. And like thinking, emotion is allowed, and like thinking, it's not necessarily so believable, but can be felt. And if you're feeling exhausted, that's allowed. And not all there is. Maybe coming towards stillness only if you feel like it. We still have a few minutes. If you want to keep moving, that's great, fine. Letting the body come to stillness rather than stopping it. And if you like, feeling the left side of the body for a few moments. The left foot and ankle all the way up to the left diaphragm and hips. rib cage and with the heart and lung there. Arm, neck, the left side of the head. On the ground, in the air. Alive. Whether we're thinking about it or not. The breath in the left side. How the skin moves. Whether we're thinking about it or not. As the breath moves. And maybe with the next in-breath that comes up the left side of the body, and just a light, slight pause, maybe feeling in your head, around the top of the nose, back of the eyes, and breathing out, coming over to the right side of the body for a few moments. Staying there for a few moments, feeling the right ear and eye and the rest of the right head, neck, throat, etc. The right heel, toes. Thinking or not, the right body is here with its own secret life. Good enough. Just for a moment, maybe feeling the entire body and what feels awake, what feels at rest, what has come up. Where do you feel good in your body? Do you have a back? Can you feel your back? And then feeling if anything comes up that needs some care, needs to be met in some way, if that's possible, to offer that to yourself. And including in these next 15 minutes that on the schedule says break, if you just feel like getting comfortable enough to stay for that whole hour through the meditation time. Or if you feel like leaving the hall and then coming back in, would it be possible to move as if you're moving through water and not making a wave as a game, not as a competition or control thing? But just as a care for everything. And a love for the what stillness and silence gives each, the freedom it gives each of us. And coming back in the hall, entering that water, already on the walk outside the hall. Feeling free to enjoy the morning in the way that feels care for everything.